morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this podcast, but I hope it's a good one. Thank you guys so much for joining in for another episode of Snaps and Golf Claps. As always, if you like this episode, please make sure you share with someone that you think would enjoy it. Thank you in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you. As I previously mentioned, these past few weeks, this past few months have been a roller coaster. I was faced with the decision to make a big change over my life. And like anything in life, I think it can be scary. Sometimes when you feel fear in life, you have to take a step back and identify where that fear is even coming from and if it's even valid. In my situation, the fear was coming from a place of uncertainty. And we've normalized feeling fear and acting upon fear in moments of uncertainty. You're supposed to feel some type of fear or apprehension when you're uncertain about a situation. It's a protection mechanism. Fear is something that has been deeply ingrained in the human being for the sake of protection. If danger is potentially afoot, it's good to have a sort of apprehension. The problem comes in when we allow fear to dictate our life and everything that we do within our life. The problem comes in when we make a decision to allow fear to inhibit us from pursuing things that we want over our lives. Fear is meant to be used as a precautionary measure, not as a reason to stop doing things all the time. Of course, if your life is in danger, you're supposed to halt whatever it is that you're doing if you're truly in danger. But to go through life without analyzing where those fears and those apprehensive feelings are coming from is a disservice to you. The reason why that thought came up for me is because I was listening to a podcast this week and it was really good. It was Dr. Andrew Huberman, and he had Dr. Ellen Langer on there, who is a mind-body psychologist and has done a lot of research on how to better your life through psychology. While I was listening to that episode, I had a moment where once I got home, I started reflecting on it. And the thought that came to mind was, I was asking myself in this situation was, do you believe nothing is impossible? To which I answered, yes, of course. I believe nothing is impossible in this life. So if you believe nothing is impossible, that means you believe everything is possible, correct? Yes, of course. Obviously, if I believe nothing is impossible, then quite naturally that means everything is possible. If those two are true, then that means you shouldn't have any limitations in your life, correct? Well, yeah, but so then I start just going back and forth with myself. Sometimes in certain situations like finances and opportunity and you said, and I quote self, you said everything is possible. Why are you finding barriers and limitations in that possibility? It may not be, quote unquote, possible in the timeline you've set out for yourself. But if you truly believe in something and you want something out of this life, you have to abandon the idea that things are not possible. You have to abandon limitations. You have to examine, before you abandon them, examine where those limitations are coming from. Because sometimes, most times, they're pre-existing limitations that have been instilled in us by somebody else that maybe we trusted or looked up to. And they are not always invalid. I think some of the limitations that we may have validity. But instead of allowing them to stop us, it's important to reassess. Okay, if that's not possible in this time frame, how can I still make it happen? What can I still do to make something happen? Now, we have this idea that everything is supposed to be easy. I'm supposed to get this easily. I'm supposed to do this easily. Relationships are supposed to be easy. This is supposed to be easy. Friendships are supposed to be easy. Work's supposed to be easy. No, you're supposed to develop the tools to be able to navigate through these things. Life is not supposed to be of ease. Through doing things, through embracing difficult challenges, and through going through the difficulty of life, the challenges that life faces, we develop more of an ability to manage it with ease, but it's still there. The problem is still the problem. You just get better at dealing with it. Problems never get easier. You develop better tools to deal with those problems. But to do that, you have to go through them initially You have to embrace those challenges initially and push through them so that when difficulty arises again, you know how to deal with that situation. If you're on a run, for example, my first time running longer distances was when I was running 5K. All right, this is my first time breaking 2 miles. Let's do it. I wanted to quit at 2.1, okay, being entirely honest. But that's only because it was like, you've only done 2 miles. I'm like, my mom was playing tricks on me. Like, you've only done two, you can't do three, you can't. And it's like, hey, all right, what do we have to do right now? Do we have to slow down? Cool, let's slow down. Slow down, quite naturally start picking up. Okay, cool. And then I look down again, I'm at 2.6, 2.7. I'm like, that's enough. It's close enough, right? I've done more than I had. And you start this negotiation. That's dangerous for us. When you start negotiating with yourself and you let that negotiation win, that's when we remain stuck in these cycles. You have to push through those negotiations. So I'm in the run. I could have easily quit because, yeah, I'm right. There's no lie in that. This is already a PR. But you set out to do 3.1 miles today. And that's what you're going to do. So lock in. What do you have to do again? You got to slow down again? Cool, slow down. Slow down until you're nearly walking, but you better not stop running and you better make it at 3.1. I look up again. I say, okay, cool. I'm running. 2.8. I said, come on. Can I please get to 3? Because then once I see 3, then I'm like, okay, 0.1 is easy. I wanted to stop again. And I wanted to stop probably 3, 4, maybe even 5 times before I got to that 3.1. And then once I got to that 3.1, I was like, oh, I could keep going. I could keep going the whole time, guys. But it was all a mental limitation that I set for myself. You have to tell yourself, keep going. You have to push yourself through those limitations that you set out on yourself. Those weren't real. If I would have stopped, I would have continued to solidify the narrative that I cannot run more than 3.1 miles, that I cannot run more than 2 miles, 2.5 miles. And granted, if there's physical pain, discomfort coming from things like that or from anything that you're doing, if there's something where you genuinely cannot keep going, do not keep going. Be smart about it. But what I'm saying is we allow ourselves to negotiate with ourselves and we allow resistance to win way too many times, all because we're a little bit scared of discomfort. Discomfort is necessary for breakthroughs. The hardest times in life are usually indicative of a breakthrough coming soon. The only reason it's hard is because it's something that you are dealing with that you've never dealt with before. So it feels more challenging than it is. But again, the more we actively put ourselves in these situations, do things that are difficult, do things that we don't want to do things that are challenging to us, do things that make us want to quit and push through those, the easier everything else in life is. I always say the world can't make me have a bad day because I put myself through hell in the morning. I get up, I do my routine, I go do my workout, I do all the things that I don't want to do later on down in the day. I eat the frog early in the day. Once I do that, I do the hardest thing. I front load all the difficulty in the front part of my day, all the tasks I don't want to do, all the things that I don't really want to do, all the things that I know that resistance is going to present itself later on in the day with. I do those in the first part of the day and I get them out the way. Everything else is easy from there on out, but not because it's actually easy, but because I did the hardest thing. So if that's the hardest thing I had to do today, then everything else then in scale is easy. And that's what actual ease is. It's not something actually being easy. That doesn't exist. Because if it's easy, it's usually not worthwhile. It's usually not worth your time. It's usually not worth your energy. So it's not about literal ease. It's about embracing challenges, embracing adversity, and overcoming those things to then, on the other side, feeling ease because you have the tools. Now you have the tools and are equipped with the tools to be able to overcome these challenges. There's a difference in that. Always taking the easy route. Eventually, you'll get so far down the road, and now those challenges that you should have already had the tools to deal with pop up, and you don't have the tools, and now it's a meltdown, and now it's a breakdown. No. Start early. Embrace the challenges along the way. Take the hard way. Learn from it. Grow from it. And keep pushing. In everything that you do, just push a little bit more. Just do one more. One more step. One more rep. One more whatever it is that you have to do. One more page. Whatever your challenge is, just do one more. It's the only way I've found that has helped me truly learn how to remove limitations from my life. I was brought up, and I think it was from a place of protection. At least I know it's from a place of protection, with a lot of fears. Fear of success, fear of money, fear of a lot of things. And the only way to get through that is to face that. And to face that is very challenging. So how do I face it? How do I face my physical inadequacies that I've been, you know, that have been instilled in me from a young age? How do I face my, you know, financial irresponsibility? How do I face all these things? You have to sit down with them and do the challenging things. Everything is an exercise in life. Everything is an exercise. The more we do things, the more we get better at things, the better it is for us. And the opposite is also true. The less we do things, the harder things feel. If you say, I'm going to go on a run today, and you never run, that run is going to feel horrible, and you might only do a quarter mile. Hell, you might only do a couple steps. But guess what? The next time you do it, knowing that that's how much you did, do a little bit more, and then do a little bit more. It's not a race. There's no time limit. A lot of these limitations come because we have these unrealistic time limits that we have set upon ourselves that are not real. When you grow up in the school system, or even once you graduate and go to corporate America, the time structures that exist in these spaces, and I'm becoming extremely aware of them because of my situation right now, where it's like all these time restrictions, all these time limits, all these this and that, they're unrealistic, and they are the reason why we feel so stressed out and overwhelmed all the time. If you remove these time structures from your life and just allow yourself to learn and grow from these challenges that you face, guess what? Life is going to feel a lot simpler. It's not going to be easy all the time, but simplicity. You're going to be able to do all the things that you believe are possible in your time, whenever that is. If time doesn't exist, a lot of your goals would be flourishing right now. The reason we stop ourselves is because of all these time structures. Where I'm already in my 30s. Oh, I'm already, I got a job and I got to work 9 to 5. And oh man, it's so much money. And okay, cool. What do you need to make it happen in your current situation? If it's only an hour a day for a year, that's 365 hours a year. But if you commit to that hour a day, because a lot of times we also, I'm sorry to say this, but I even need to hear this sometimes, we look for external things to blame for the reason as to why we aren't where we think we need to be or where we want to be, not even think, but where we want to be. And it's everyone else's fault. It's work, is this, is that. And it's not that you have commitment issues for yourself. You have a hard time committing to yourself. You have a hard time dishing out time for yourself. You have a hard time believing that you're worthy to invest this time and energy into. And that's hard. That's a very hard pill to swallow, but it's the truth that a lot of us face. It's not everyone else's fault, because if all of this was gone and all of these situations were gone and you didn't have to go to work and you didn't have to do this, that means you should have no issue making these things happen. Oh, all of a sudden there's other limitations, right? Because it was never those things. It's always a us thing. We have to look within and figure out what the basis and where these limitations are coming from and how we eradicate them. That's the only way. And understand that you have the ability to see everything as you need to see it to make things happen for you in this world. How you decide to see the world is how things happen for us. You cannot allow the world to tell you what you have to do. You have to tell you what you have to do, and you have to commit to it no matter what. This world is passing us by all the time. We have to do our parts for our world, our personal world. We can't expect the world around us to care about us. We have to care about us first. We have to care about us. And through caring about us, we have to care about those around us. And we have to inspire them and influence them to care about themselves as well. That's how we make change in the world around us. That's how we make sure that the environments around us are better for us, more conducive to our growth. The only way to create an environment conducive to your growth is to create an environment within you that is conducive to your growth. It's to remove those limitations. It's to commit to yourself. It's to tell yourself that you are worth your time, that you are worth your energy, and that you care about yourself enough to do these things, that you care about yourself enough to protect your peace, and that you care about yourself enough to ensure that you are not put in a position that is going to continue to inhibit your growth and your mindfulness. That's all it is, guys. It's a hard pill to swallow because it takes looking in the mirror to be like, it's me. I've been the problem this entire time. And man, is that humbling. But oh, is it freeing. It is so freeing to understand a lot of the limitations are self-inflicted, because that means you could change it. Yeah, you're going to go through the phase where it's like, oh, I could have been. Yes, you're right. Could have, all that stuff. But you can now, and it's not too late. As long as you're breathing and you're alive, you're blessed enough to be here to make a change in your life. And you can't make a change in the world around you if your life is in shambles. It is not selfish to take care of yourself. It is not selfish to put yourself first. You have to, for you, because no one is indebted to you. As much as you want to think your spouse isn't indebted to your partner, your family, your mom, your dad, your sister, nobody is indebted to making sure your life is good. Just you. So you have to act accordingly. But by doing that, you get to help others see the same within themselves. And then once that is happening, then we can work together to make everything around us better. Everything around us can't be better if we're not better for ourselves. That is a fact. So if it means being quote unquote, I don't like the term selfish. I don't like it because it has negative connotation. And a lot of times people use protecting your peace and taking care of yourself and building an environment for yourself as selfishness. And it's the furthest from that. You need to be good. For all my parents out there, moms, dads, you know better than anyone else that you have to have time for yourself to be a better parent. And the same applies for everyone. But you have to do this for you, not for them, not for anyone. You have to be better for you first. And then in turn, you become better for everyone else. But you have to understand your worthiness, see yourself as worthy, see yourself as capable. You're worth your own time. You're worth your own energy. You're worth your own company. It's not a bad thing. It's a necessary thing. You have to do it. It's the only way to get through this life. You have to pour into yourself. Because if not, you start seeking it from everywhere. And then you end up in horrible friendships, horrible relationships, because you're just looking to feel worthy. You're looking to feel seen. You're looking to feel heard. And all you needed this whole time was you. Ain't that crazy? The thing you're seeking is you. But you have to see yourself as enough. And it's hard. It's hard, especially if you've gone through a life where you've been guilt tripped, but you have to make a decision today to do that and make a decision tomorrow and the next day and the next day. And every day you have to wake up and decide to pour into yourself and pour into yourself for yourself, never at the expense of others, because that's selfish, right? And I think that's where people conflate things, where pouring into yourself at the expense of others is selfish. Pouring into yourself for the sake of yourself, because you love yourself, you respect yourself, and you want the best for yourself, is never selfish. Just never at the expense of others. We're here to make each other better, but we cannot make each other better if we're not better. How can I tell you how to be better if I'm not also in the practice of being better every day? That's why I say be a little better every day. Because we can only be better together if we're better for ourselves, which then allows us to be better for each other. All of this hate, all of this anger, all of this frustration that we see in this world has a lot to do with the fact that we feel that towards ourselves. So we project it into the world. If everyone took the time and the opportunity to be better for themselves today, tomorrow, and the next day for the rest of their lives, this world would be a better place. But it's easy to project your insecurities into the world when you're not addressing them. I heard this thing once. I think I was in, one of my professors said it or something, but it was like, the reason why you don't like what the people around you do is because you see a part of you in them. So what you don't like in that stranger that you see actually is because you see yourself, something that you don't like about yourself in them. And I was like, dang. And then I started noticing it in everything. The thing that person said, or how that person did this, or, you know, if I asked somebody to do me a favor and they said they couldn't, I'd get mad. Why did I get mad? I didn't get mad because they couldn't do me a favor. I understand that. But I got mad because I was always bending over backwards for people and spreading myself thin for others at my own expense. And I didn't understand how someone else can do that for me. I always do that for you. It's like, they're not wrong. They were never wrong. I was wrong in sacrificing myself and spreading myself so thin and neglecting myself so much for others without pouring into myself, right? Because, yeah, you can do people favors. You do things for people. That's what we're here for, is for each other, to help each other, to help each other grow, to help each other be better. But you also have to give yourselves deposits. I did an episode towards the beginning of the show where it was like, life is a bank account. You can't just let people withdraw without you making the deposits. It's not up to them. Sometimes you have people in your life that are also on the same journey that know how to give deposits to your bank account. And that's incredible. That's what you want to surround yourself with. However, not everyone's like that. There are some people that are just leeches, energetic leeches, and they don't even realize it. And they're not bad people. They just don't know yet. But it's up to you to continue to make deposits to your life account so that when you're encountering these leeches, and I don't say this negatively because sometimes it's loved ones. A lot of times it's loved ones. They just don't know yet. So that when you encounter this, you can actually be a support and show them, hey, this is how it looks to do deposits in your life. And this is how I can help you by being an example. I can't require better of you if I'm not requiring better of myself. It does not work that way, because then at that point, that means you're trying to make somebody better so they can help you be better. You need to do that for yourself. And I see that a lot in relationships nowadays. You're seeking something out of this person that you should be giving to yourself. And neither of you should be in this relationship right now, because y'all both need to lock in on yourselves. So anyways, thank you guys so much. This took a turn. You could tell this is a sensitive topic for me. This is something I'm still learning and growing through and just learning about within myself. But I really do think it's a responsibility for me to have this conversation with you guys, but it's also important for you guys to hear it. I need to hear this a lot. I speak to myself with love, but very, you know, sternly about these things. Like, hey, no one is coming to save you. You get to do that for yourself. You get to create the life for yourself. You can't wait for that magic thing, that magic day. It doesn't exist. Create that for yourself. You can. You have the ability. Everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. So do it. You've got this. And I say that to you as well. You've got this. I don't care who you are. Everyone has the ability. You just have to become aware of it within yourself first. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Again, if you enjoyed that episode, make sure you send it to somebody that you think this resonates with. And I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your day. And as always, be a little better every day.